without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Robin. I've been friends with Robin for a long time. I forgot how that got started, but she is also one of the trainers at EFTI. And she and I love tapping, among other things. And because Robin's background has been so varied, but for years and years revolved around being in a high trauma hospital, she was able to talk turkey with me a lot earlier, perhaps, than some of my other pals, because emotional first aid was what we were coming to. We don't always have time to tap. I love tapping. Robin loves tapping, but we don't always have time to tap in what we'd call a classic or traditional sense. And she, who will tell you herself, coming from a high anxiety background, working in a trauma-centric kind of situation, she had the chance to try out so many things firsthand and then pass them on as part of her work at the hospital and later employee assistance program through there. So I'll shut up now and let Robin tell you something new. Go for it, Robin.
You can hear me? Let's see.
Yes, we can, Robin.
Okay. So I've been in EFT for in TFT for a very long time. John D, how we met was through the Wizard Camp, through CJ Poatton. I've spent 5 weekends with CJ, and I know you've spent that many or more. So what I want to do today is a little bit different than the other presentations. You know, it's funny. I've presented several times. I've been to 7 of the 8 years, and I'm not sure how it is that I always follow these incredibly heartfelt presentations. And I'm reminded of Annabelle, and Annabelle was amazing and showed us all how to live, and also showed us how to die with grace. And I'm so grateful to Pat Carrington. I've learned so much from Pat Carrington, and I use her choices method a lot. And Eric Huer, I use his Operation Veterans movie all the time. And so we are community. We've been together for a long time. And so let me just tell you quickly how I got into this. So I'm originally from New England, although I'm stuck down here in South Jersey outside of Philadelphia. And what happened is we had a forced move because of my husband's job. And I'm actually traditionally trained. I'm an LCSW. I went to legitimate schools. I went to UPenn. I went to UNC Chapel Hill, trained at Duke. What happened is we got displaced. We got displaced down here. And the group that I started with was called the Trauma Study Group. And those guys went off and started studying with Callahan. And they come back to this New Englander and they say to me, why don't you try tapping next time your client has a panic attack or is having a traumatic, discussing a traumatic experience? And this New Englander, because we're skeptical, said to them, what the heck were you smoking in California? Okay. And that was 24 years ago. And here I am 24 years later teaching this all over the country. So I want to show you my gallery of tools and techniques and in EFT. EFT is my favorite. But, you know, if you're doing something for 24 years and someone says, hey, I have another meridian technique, you sort of get interested. Okay. So certainly I was going to send you all off to wash your hands, but I know everyone washed their hands on the breaks. And we have to be concerned about that in the COVID virus era. Whatever these little things are too, keep them around, and have your clients keep them around. Okay. So my journey has been an exciting one. And my journey, as you can see, is that I've been allowed, it's a privilege, to go around the country. I've been to 24 states. I've trained 1,900 therapists how to use EFT to bring it into their practice on a preliminary basis. And I want to say to you, if you have any interest in doing presentations, and I hope you do, think about any place that trained you for anything, even if it was just religious training. All of them have ways that they need you come back and do some continuing ed units for something. Go do those freebies. Go do them getting paid. Send in your proposal. Be prepared to be rejected over and over again. I can't tell you how many years NASW social workers rejected me. My colleagues kept saying, one more time, Robin, one more time. And now I'm welcome there. So you do it too, okay? So some of you know that I also like heart-assisted therapy, and that's another one that I learned just because it's from, the presenter is John Diepholt, and he's 5 miles from me. But I want to show you something else, okay? In doing these trainings across the country, I usually have anywhere from 30 to 70 people in the room. Most of them have never heard of EFT, and I'm teaching them how to do EFT on a very basic level, a beginning level, and I do two demos. And the first demo I do is I ask people to come, I pick someone from the audience who has a phobia, and you and I know that when you start digging with a phobia, very quickly when you get to the first or the worst time something happened, you're going to find either a big T trauma or a small T trauma. Okay, and so I calm them down too. And then what I do next, later, is I use a protocol that I learned at C 4 years ago from CJ Poatin. I've adapted it a little bit. My style is as a minimalist as to take things and make them smaller. And I do a live demo on someone who's had chronic pain for a very long time, and their pain has been around for a very long time. Certainly if you're doing anything with pain, make sure that they're in medical treatment. We need to be cautious. So I do that, and I pick someone. This goes back about 5 months ago, and I pick someone, and let me think, I have maybe done 200 of these, and I pick someone, and guess what? I get nothing. I have a live demo. I have 40 to 50 people in front of me that I think are looking at me like these other pick people. It's phony. You can't do this. And I got nothing, nothing. I could not budge her pain for anything. And so I tried several things that CJ mentioned today. I put her into the, I call it the pretzel. I put her into the Cook's hookup. I tried the floor-to-ceiling eye roll. I got nothing, okay? And I was dying, okay? And I tried something that I actually learned a long time ago called the brief energy correction. Sometimes I call it the Beck now. It's actually in my book. It's on pages 183 to 184. It was considered a rebalance, and I did this with her, and she dropped 4. I did it again with her, and she dropped 2 more. And I went, huh, this brief energy correction is bigger than I knew. There's something about this brief energy correction that I need to know. And so from that time, I started asking colleagues. I talk a lot with Fred Gallo, and I said, Fred, what is this? What is this brief energy correction? And I was taught to use it when EFT sequences didn't work. And the definition of didn't work means that you go through all the sequences 3 times and the person drops 0 or 1. It was just for stuck energy or a rebalance. But Fred told me, no. It's also for neurological disorganization. It's for polarity mix-ups, and it's also stuck energy. And I used it because I was stuck, and my energy was stuck. This is my son, by the way. You get your demos where you can, right? So since then, I've been using this a lot, okay? And I'm going to tell you at the moment, for the last 5 months, this is the one that I use first. It's very fast, and we're going to do it today quite a bit. It's very fast, and that pain demo, and you can see, I've now called it a Superman, because I think it's a Superman technique. That pain demo dropped 4. Then she dropped 2. At another workshop, national workshop, with an audience, I had 2 people had equal pain, and I didn't know what to do with that. And I didn't know what to do with that. And I picked the one that volunteered first. I tried to get the highest pain I can get. And both of them, I think, were a 6. And so from the floor after doing the demo using CJ's protocol, I just said, let's try something. And we just did the brief energy correction, and from the floor, she was somewhere in the mid row, her pain dropped to a 0.2. Okay. So one of the dramatic ones is I have a client who was pretty abused both in her childhood and her marriage. And she was having nightmares, and we tuned her into the nightmares. We just used the brief energy correction, and we took her nightmares from a 10 to a 0. But what was bigger than that is what she reported was that it was the first time in her life that her bed was not torn apart by the time she woke up in the morning. Her bed was always torn apart because of the flailing and everything else that she did. Okay. So from working at Cooper, and I was there for 14 years, I still get referrals from there. I have a doctor, a very high wig doctor. And honestly, some of these doctors I see are mandated to see me for EFT, if you can imagine that. And she comes in and she says to me, I didn't work today because I can't deal with my pain of my arthritis pain. And with that, we took her from a 10 to a 0 just using the Beck. Okay. And the last one I want to say is my hardest population, the one that I'm not fabulous with, are people with obsessive thoughts. I'm good with obsessive compulsive behaviors. They come down fast, by the way. I just have them tune into your urge to want to wash your hands, take showers, whatever. They come down fast. And in the last 5 months, I've had more luck with those with obsessive thoughts using the brief energy correction, taking down worries about COVID-19, bad luck clothes, and excessive germs. So I've added this to my gallery of techniques, and maybe you wanted to. Okay. So I always think that my career is done. I will tell you, I haven't told too many people. I've actually been a therapist for 47 years. That's because I started in infancy. Okay. So as you can imagine, I've been doing this for a long time, and I think, okay, I like this job at Cooper. I'm done. I don't need to do anything else. And then the speaking for PESI came around, and it's like, okay, I'm done with PESI. I'm done. I'm at the last letter of my career. I'm good with that. Okay. My adult daughter said to me at this point, because I've been speaking for PESI for 2 years, she said, gosh, you peak late, Mom. And I do peak late, but I peak. Okay. So This brief energy correction has me baffled. So do I dare add one more thing to my gallery? And the one more thing I want to add to my gallery, maybe I want to add it. I don't really want to add it. Is do I want to do some soft research on this? Soft research. And that's what I need your help with today. Many things come out of conferences. I've been to a lot of professional conferences, and people present new things that they've never seen before. And we're going to do this today, and you are going to be my people, if you will, because you are my people, and we're going to see if we get anywhere. So I'm going to tell you honestly, my last degree was 1978. I graduated from UNC Chapel Hill. It was my very first research project. I typed in data cards. They were stacked up like this. I fabricated my data. I'm going to tell you that because it was to graduate. This is my second research project 42 years later. Get help from friends. John Freeman is going to help me submit something to the International Journal of Healing and Caring. And Dr. Dan Bernard is also one of us. So is it really going to be amazing research? No, but for me, it'll be amazing. So we're going to do this in just a minute, okay? And I'm going to actually pause in the middle of this presentation and ask you to register your results. Okay. So again, this is only pain management. It's not medical treatment. If you use this, make sure your client is connected to medical care. Do not use if you need the pain to diagnose it. See, pain slows you down and it tells you where to look. Okay. So we are going to do the Beck for pain. And because my time is limited, if you don't have pain, we're also going to do it on an upset. And there's going to be two ways for you to fill out forms. And Jean is going to help me with that, which is wonderful. So if you have pain and you know what it is and it's safe to take the pain level down, would you tune into that pain right this second? And would you rate, I'm going to leave you there thinking about it for 5 seconds. And 0 to 10, what is your pain level right this second? And if you would write that number down, that would be fabulous. If you don't have pain, can I get you to tune into some small upset? I'm not looking for the biggest thing that's bothering you in your life. But I am asking you to tune into some small upset. It may be a chore that you hate doing. It can also be that we are two presentations down from leaving each other, and that has me very sad. And you can do something like that. So think about some small upset that you are disappointed that you have. And tune into that small upset and rate that too. Think about it for 5 seconds and rate that too. Okay, so I'm going to come out of this slide and we're going to do the Beck together, okay? And I'm going to tell you it is basically five points. And if you will, this one is across your belly button and you're holding it there and leave it there. My belly button's about here. Come on up to the collarbone. Under the nose. Under the lip. And reach to the tailbone. That's all of it. I've timed it because that's some of the things that I do. That's 5 seconds. So we're going to do this 6 times or if you would, 30 seconds. So I'm going to ask you to tune back, put your hand on your belly button, and let that hand be frozen there. Don't move that hand. Collarbone. Under the nose. Under the lip. And reach to the tailbone. That's 2. Come on up here for collarbone. Under the nose. Under the lip. And reach to the tailbone for 3. And we're going to add the words. Tune into your pain or your upset. And that's 4. And again, tune back into that physical pain or your upset if you don't have physical pain. And that's 5. And again, back up to the collarbone. Under the nose, under the lip, and reach to the tailbone, and that's 6. And when you tune back into your physical pain or your upset, and think about it for 5 seconds, and 0 to 10, where are you now? If you would, write your first number as a 5 and then make a line, and perhaps your number is now a 3. And we're going to do this 2 more times. Okay, and again, we're going to submit this as data. And John D., I'm sure, will, my goal is to get this completed by the end of May. And I'm sure that John D. will have a way that I can send out the data to you. Okay, back that hand on your belly button. Come on up here for collarbone. Under the nose, thinking about that pain, thinking about that under the lip, and reaching to the tailbone. Collarbone, under the nose, under the lip, and reaching to that tailbone. And again, this is number 3. Thinking about that pain, thinking about that upset, and reaching to the tailbone. And that's 4. And come on up here again. Collarbone, under the nose, under the lip. Reach to that tailbone for 5. And 1 more time. Collarbone, under the nose, under the lip, and reach to the tailbone. Okay. Would you tune back into that pain or tune back into that physical upset? And think about it for 5 seconds. And 0 to 10, where are you now? And we're going to do this one more time. I'm sorry it's a little bit monotonous, but research is monotonous, okay? But this will be the last time, okay? So follow me if you will. By the way, thank you for these numbers on the side. It's really fabulous on the chat. So one more time. Tune back into that physical pain or that upset. That hand's on your belly button, it's frozen. And I'm just going to tell you something about this while we're doing this. So I kind of understand why this is working. And I'm going to tell you how I understand it, okay? And you're thinking about your pain. So when we are touching here, we're hitting a bunch of meridians. These are a lot of alarm points from thought field therapy. There's a lot of them here. When we hit the collarbone, we're hitting the kidney meridian. When we hit under the nose, we're hitting that all-important governing vessel that many people use, even in emotion code, they use it solo. And it starts here, it goes straight down your spine into the tailbone. This here is the other major meridian, as I understand it. This is the central vessel or the conception vessel that's going down. And then when we're hitting here, we're either hitting the continuation of the governing vessel, or possibly we're hitting where the governing vessel and the central vessel meet. Okay, so come on up here, collarbone, under the nose, under the lip, and again, reach to the tailbone and tune back into that physical pain that you have, under the nose, under the lip, reach to the tailbone, tune back into that upset if you don't have physical pain, under the nose, under the lip, and reach to the tailbone. I am holding one breath on each. If you want to know how fast I'm going. And of course, I may be going faster with the excitement of doing a presentation. Okay, so tune back into that physical pain that you have or that upset and think about it for 5 seconds. And 0 to 10, where are you now? Okay, so here's what we're going to try and do. We are going to try to get you to give me that data. Okay. And if you will,
Okay, Robin, I got this for you. Okay. So what I want everyone to do, if you look in the chat box right now, I have pasted the links that we want you to go to. If you used upset, click the first link. If you use pain, click the second link. And it's going to take you to a Google form where you can record those spots along the way for Robin.
So I am requesting that you do this. There is no requirement. Also, if you had no change, I would like that data too, to be honest with you. This slide was created before Gene showed all the genius that he has. So if you can do it on this, on these mediums, do it. If you can't, email me. And because my last name is Bilazarian, which is a mouthful, I go by Robin, EFT1, at Gmail. And you can also text it to me at 856-231-0833. And we're looking for your name, your age, and I think that name, age, what was the upset or pain? You can give me one, two words, and what your numbers did. So, Gene, we're going to go to music for a little bit, for a minute or two, about a minute and a half, to let them fill out.
Absolutely.
Those forms.
I'll put a little working music on for you.
Okay, so I thank you for this. Again, this is my second research project in my life, okay, and whoever thought I would ever do that. But with the help of some of my colleagues at ASAP, and by the way, we're all together. So I just want to show you, I have done this possibly 100 times, and that's just because I have a vibrant private practice. I'm giving it to my clients as a go-to, and they're using it. They like it. It's very brief. And in the handouts that you have with Gene, not only have I given you this PowerPoint, I've also given you the user-friendly handout that I give to the clients, and so you can have that. I have also created, I'm going to call it a COVID-friendly way to do this. And I'm not teaching it to you folks. I'm just going to show it to you. But I've only done that about 10 times with about the same results. So I just don't want to, but I want to show that to you, okay? All right, so this is COVID-friendly, okay? Hand on your belly button is the same, okay? Collarbone, extend both your fingers on both sides. You may want to do this with me just to experience it. If this is indeed, governing vessel, we can hit it up here. Okay, so I'm hitting it up here, all right? If this indeed is the central vessel, I'm telling them to flat hand it here so that they hit it on the way down and then hitting the tail. Okay, so I'm going to do that one more time. Hand on your belly button, top of head. Hand on your head, collarbone, top of head, flat hand, and tail. And that's just my COVID-friendly meridian, okay? So what is this? Okay, so my friend Fred Gallo said it's correction for neurological disorganization. And maybe that's why it's helping me with my OCD clients. And see, with OCD clients, my experience was even if I get to the core, we knock it down, it bounces back the next time. And maybe that's why it's not, because we are finally hitting it where it lives, and it's just not. Again, it's switching in polarity and scattered energy, okay? So I want to say, above all, do no harm. If any of you had a bad reaction to anything that I did, please contact me. I don't want to leave anyone upset. And here's my contact information. Okay, in addition, you don't have this slide. I decided to sort of put out here. I only did this today. This is my reaction to the COVID-19, okay? And probably the biggest reaction you can see on the side, that is me and my husband, okay? After 42 years of marriage, he learned a new skill, and that's basically coloring my hair, okay? I love humor, and I just think it's funny. But on my website, I have something that's called New Important Updates, and they were updated today, to be honest with you. Because all I care about is getting EFT out there. And so any of you who want to join me, I have 2 free mentoring sessions. I have a speech next week with the EFT Guild. I have a free presentation on EFT and compassion fatigue. I have free EFT COVID viruses. So PESI, I spoke perhaps 6 times a month. Now I'm doing it once a month. So I just keep making videos. If any of you want to make videos with me, contact me. Also, you can see me doing the heart-assisted therapy. You can see me doing one on Beck. Those of you know, I think this is body language, and I am at my time. RobinEFT.net. Thank you all. Contact me if anything did not work for you, and I threw you into a state that you need me to debrief you. I'm done.